In protecting their companies with proven effective strategies. Located in Newport, Mind the Gap will match current trends with your company's goals. Go to mindthegap.com for more information.
Think, be, and support local. Start with this business of the week.
At Humphreys Building Supply, they know a thing or two about living and building in Rhode Island. They've been doing it for over 130 years. Their commitment to this community sets them apart from the big box stores. They are here to provide you top quality products and the personal service you've come to expect. So whether you're looking for doors, windows, paint, or are considering a kitchen redesign or an addition to your house, you need
to visit one of their
locations. In Tiverton at 590 Main Road, or Middletown at 8 Cottington Highway, or Humphreys Paint Center at 750 Aquidneck Avenue. Online at buildwiththeh.com.
1540 WADK.
Welcome back to Under the Hood with the Motor Medics.
Hey, we'd like to invite you to join our Facebook page, facebook.com/underthehoodshow. There you can join in the conversation and talk about your vehicle with other car lovers, post your pictures of your favorite ride, and even get in on some really cool content. We'd love to see you there at facebook.com/underthehoodshow.
Now, let's go under the hood with the Nordstrom's Motor Medics.
Welcome back to the Under the Hood Show. We're glad you're with us. 866-594.
WADK and Corrigan Financial now bring you high school basketball playoff action. This WADK Sports exclusive is presented by Midtown Oyster Bar, Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, A1 Roofing and Construction, Newport Insurance Agency, West Main Pizza, Clements Marketplace, O'Brien's Pub, Century 21 Trend Realty of Portsmouth, KU and Valancourt Insurance of Middletown, and by Corrigan Financial. Time now to go courtside. Here's Bob Angel.
And a good evening, everyone, and welcome to the James M. Williams Gymnasium at Middletown High School. It is time for Rhode Island playoff action in girls basketball. To be precise, Division II playoff action. This is a preliminary round game that features the Middletown Islanders hosting the Prout School Crusaders, and the winner earning the right to move on into the quarterfinals next week. So we'll give you as much as we can in the information department about both these teams and set the scene for you here at Middletown High School. Mike Yates is the head coach of the girls, is in his 10th year as head coach, while John Silva is in his 5th year as the head coach of Prout. Record-wise, Middletown comes in as the number 5 seed, and they had a record of 13-4 in league play, while Prout comes in as the number 12 seed. They had a league record of 7-10, and overall 7-14. They just got into the playoffs by winning 2 of their last 3 games to get up to that playoff level of 7 wins and earn the right to be here tonight. It's a pair of teams that have played each other once during the regular season. Middletown took care of business in that one, but things in the playoffs can often be a little bit different than the regular season. I got real lucky tonight. I should probably rephrase that. Very fortunate tonight that Robin Ramey was able to join us. Robin, who is my partner in softball season, has come along for this basketball game. And Robin, I know you've got a lot of experience. You coached the Middletown Islanders. You assistant coached the Middletown Islanders. You've even helped this particular squad out. So I guess you know enough about these girls, huh?
I absolutely do. And they're having a phenomenal year. So I'm happy to be here to be able to see them in playoff action.
We're going to talk about Mike Yates' squad and also John Silva's to give you an idea of what they're all about. Mike is helped out by Elisa Benson. I could sit here and talk about Elisa Benson all night.
Yes, we could.
You know her as well as anybody.
Absolutely.
Elisa's in her first year as an assistant coach. She's had an interesting college career since she graduated from Middletown, going off to Mount Ida, who then closed its doors. Elisa ends up over at URI right now, and among other things is learning sports management.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. Mount Ida was a great fix for her, perfect for her, actually. She played both basketball and softball there and really enjoyed her freshman and sophomore year. It was just unfortunate they ran out of funds and had to close the doors.
So she's here helping out Mike Yates and doing a great job, and admits she does tend to yell.
Yes, she does.
But also helping out Dave Pritchard, Zach Yates, Mike's son, and even Robin Ramey chipped in there early on. Last year, this is such a story. Last year, this team went 0-18 in their second year in Division II. This year, they go 13-4. How do you do that?
Well, I think quite honestly, they've had some key players that they could wrap their offense around. Some newcomers coming up, freshmen, transfer military kid, and with the talent they already had, it just was the perfect chemistry. Plus, you add Elisa Benson into the mix as a coach who has always been a natural-born leader, and you got a recipe for a successful season.
I guess so. The captains are Aaron Clancy, Mackenzie Silvera, and Talia Maceo. They lost in the playoffs 2 years ago. They lost to Scituate in that 2 year ago scheme, but that's in the Maddie Lyman era.
Yes.
And while Maddie was around, good things were happening for this program.
Yeah, Maddie was another outstanding athlete that really contributed a lot to this program, and I know Mike missed her as soon as she graduated, but I feel this year's team gives him that excitement again that he had when Maddie was around.
Well, since they moved out of Division III, where they had a lot of success, they won titles in 2010, 2011. They got to the finals in 14 and 15. But then they got moved up to Division II, made the playoffs the first year, but then had last year's 0-18, and now back up to 13-4, led by people like Aaron Clancy, the senior captain, who averages 10 points a game. The military transfer that Robin referred to from Virginia is Ariana Pegas, a senior who averages 10 points a game. Also, Eliza Hellendrung, a freshman and a player, averaging 8 points a game and pulling out all kinds of rebounds. Mackenzie, the senior captain, is a force inside. And Grace Haskell, just a sophomore, has made her presence known. And that's the nucleus of some of the good things going on. Throw Jenica Arsenault into that mix. And that's a nice little group of six that can get things done.
Absolutely. You have a nice balance of being aggressive on the floor, balancing out scoring-wise. I know you mentioned some of those stats, but in knowing these kids and knowing the games they've played throughout the year, it really has been different people that have stepped up, from Grace Haskell, who's a sophomore, to Aaron Clancy, who's a senior. I mean, they're just playing as a team, and you like to see that this time of year.
And I know you and a lot of people are big fans of Eliza Hellendrung as a freshman.
She's amazing. She's just a beautiful player to watch. That kid has so much potential. The finesse of her shot and how she was able to control the ball, and that was just working with fundamentals with her, and I was highly impressed.
Well, Middletown comes in having won 6 of their last 8. Their last game was just earlier this week when they beat North Providence 45-32. In the first meeting with Proud back on December 20th, Middletown won that game 42-25. Aaron Clancy had 18 points, while Pegas and Hellendrung each added 6. Prout was led by Anna Nurban, who had 9 points on her 3 threes. The player for Prout that we'll talk about in a minute is Liz Duffy. She is a force, but in that game against Middletown, Middletown held her to 7 points. Morgan Halabesco is a Middletown resident who goes to Prout. She's like number 2 on this team as far as the leadership goes, and she's out there helping lead the way. She scored 6 points against Middletown with 2 threes. Middletown led at the half of that game 16-11. In the second half, outscored Prout 26-14. These Crusaders from Prout, led by head coach John Silva, assisted by Keith Halabesco, a Rogers grad in his second year helping out, and Christina Kelly working with the JVs. Last year, Prout went 6-11, just missed the playoffs. This year, one notch better, 7-10, and just getting in. They are captained by Liz Duffy and Morgan Halabesco. However, they come into the playoffs having struggled a bit. They've lost 4 of their last 6, but they did win 2 of their last 3, and that got them in. Their last game on Wednesday saw them beat Exeter West Greenwich 52-45 to clinch that playoff berth. When we compare the numbers here, Prout averages 43 points a game. Middletown averages 43 points a game. Prout gives up 52 a game. Middletown gives up 37 a game. That could be your difference right there, that defensive aspect. Liz Duffy is a senior captain, leading scorer on the team, 18 points a game. She's the leading rebounder on the team and obviously is the best player on the team. She reached 1,000 points in that game against Exeter West Greenwich. She's been a 4-year starter. She's actually in college talk, waiting to hear from Villanova, but she's already been okayed from Providence College in Fairfield. She has, I found this fascinating, 189 free throw attempts. The number 2 in that category is Ella Philippi, who has tried 58.
Wow. Wow.
I mean, 189 attempts. She's made 128. It's just, she is the focus. If good things are happening for Prout, it's going to center around Liz Duffy. Morgan Halabescu averages about 8 points a game, but she also averages 6 assists, 6 rebounds, and she can play defense. Philippi, Ella, a sophomore, averages a little better than 6 points a game, good post player, and also a very good shot blocker. Anna Nurban, the sophomore, averages 6 points a game. They did lose a key reserve. Aaliyah Capalbo, a junior, suffered a concussion in the Middletown game back in December, but she came back only to injure her ankle and have her season end just a little bit after that. This is a team that lost their first 6 games of the season, but since then they've gone 7-8. And I wouldn't take Prout too lightly if I were Middletown.
No, I've always known Prout in all of their sports to be pretty scrappy, so see them coming out and giving a good fight.
In the standings of Division II, Scituate ended up as the first place team at 15-2. Westerly right behind them at 14-3. Then you had a three-way tie for third. Classical, Coventry, and Middletown, all 13-4. But when they went to the tie-breaking formula, Middletown ended up with the fifth position in the playoffs rather than fourth or third. After that, you get Charahoe, Juanita Sanchez, Narragansett, and Pontagansett all at 10-7. So they were bunched up pretty good in this division. And as we said, the winner here will move on to the quarterfinals, which will be next week. The winner of this game will take on the winner of a game also being played this evening, number 4 Classical, hosting number 13 West Warwick. The winner there meets the winner here. The question is where that game will be played. If by some reason West Warwick upsets Classical and Middletown wins, that game would be in Middletown. But if Classical does win, as they are favored to do, then they would be the host team for the quarterfinal game to be played at a yet-to-be-determined date and time. So the pressure all, though, is right now, right here. Can't get to the quarters unless you're winning the preliminaries.
That's right.
And as for the girls in Division I, we did do the game last night where the Portsmouth girls defeated Cranston West 55-44, and they moved into the Division I quarterfinals. Now they have to play at number 2 South Kingstown Monday night at 6 o'clock. So the Portsmouth girls in 1 and the Middletown girls in 2 are active in the playoffs right now. Unfortunately for the Portsmouth boys, they suffered a loss last night to East Greenwich, so they are out of the Division II playoffs. They do have a slight chance of making that open tournament. They're right on the edge as they stand right now. As for these Middletown girls, and they are open tournament standings, the power rankings, they are in very good position.
Absolutely.
They're pretty much a lock no matter what happens. And we'll see. A nice win here would help to fortify that positioning even a little bit more. And at the end of the game, Robin and I are going to pick our Middletown High School player of the game. And that young woman's going to get a gift certificate from Carmella's Pizzeria on West Main Road in Middletown. A very tasty pizza will await our choice for the Middletown player of the game. Middletown will be in the home whites. We are, as usual at Middletown, behind the scorer's table on our little raised platform. And we get a good view with Middletown bench to our right, Prout bench to our left. Prout will be here in what looks to be all black uniforms. They all got their T-shirts on over the uniform, so I'm guessing they're all black. And they will be over here to our left. So we are getting close to the start of this one. For the broadcast purposes, this, as far as we know, might be the last game we do. If some of the locations work out that they're on the road in places we can't quite pull off a broadcast, we'll be out of luck. But if by some chance, either here at Middletown next week or at a neutral location a little bit further down the line, then we might have a shot at more broadcast.
That would be fantastic. I mean, as much as possible, if these kids can get on the radio, I think it's phenomenal. You guys do a great job.
Right over there is somebody we were talking about earlier. Rashid Lozada.
Yes.
Who just in his final game of the season.
Yes.
Reached 1,000 points in his career in Middletown's last game. And congratulations to Rashid for reaching that milestone. And he'll get his name up on one of those banners. Ah, he just spotted Robin Ramey. He wants a hug.
So proud of you.
You want a hug or a handshake, bro? Way to go. All right, we are getting ready for the start of the lineups, the starting lineups introduction. And then we'll be very close to the start of this game. We've got a pretty good-sized crowd on hand. It's not capacity, but it's a nice-sized crowd on the other side of the gym. And a few of the Prout folks have made it as well to sit right behind their bench over here to our left. The officiating crew tonight would be Ronaldo Cockrum, who was in high school with my son.
Wow.
And Tom Maggiacomo, who was not. So there's our officials for tonight. And we will turn our attention to the introduction of the starting lineups. We have, is that Gail right in front of me?
It is Gail right in front of us.
Gail Abramidis.
Pont.
Gail Pont. See, I'm just an old-fashioned guy. Those names come to me before the other ones do. Gail Pont, the principal of Middletown High School, is going to be handling part of the scoreboard chores. Mr. Siklarski over here will do a little public address announcing to say hi to the crowd and introduce the starters. And we are close to action here. Division II girls basketball preliminary round at the James M. Williams Gymnasium. Whenever John and I are here doing games, I just love saying James M. Williams Gymnasium.
I'm sure you do. It's quite an honor to have his name on our court.
Brings back a lot of fond, fond memories. And that other Jim Williams hangs out at Middletown High School nowadays, doesn't he?
Yes, that is true. I'm glad to see the stands are filling up a little bit more for the girls, too.
Yeah.
It's hard with the vacation to know who's going to be around.
Exactly. Saturday night is interesting as well. All right. Here comes your Prout starting lineup. You think we know what it is? We'll get confirmation. Anna Nirban, the sophomore, introduced first, wearing number one. Next after her, number 20, Ella Philippi. Next off the bench would be, who is it? 32, Morgan Holabescu. Then it's Grace Brogno, the senior. And finally, it's number 30, Liz Duffy, another one of the captains. And she is, I would say, pretty darn close to 6 feet tall. For the Islanders, we start you off with number 24, Eliza Hellendrum, the freshman. Next off the bench is Grace Haskell, just a sophomore. Here comes Ariana Pegas. Then the captains. Mackenzie Silvera is introduced. And to wrap up the starting lineup is Erin Clancy. Much to the pleasure. And there's Liam Clancy leading the cheers.
Always.
For Erin.
He is her number one fan.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. And when we come back, we'll have girls basketball action here on WADK.com.
When you pay your insurance bill, do you actually know what you're covered for? Is it one of the biggest expenses you have? Whether for personal or business protection, purchasing insurance can be a confusing and expensive proposition. The experienced staff at Newport Insurance will search the insurance marketplace for you and provide the best options available for your business or personal needs. Give them a call, stop by their office on East Main Road in Middletown, or visit their website. Newport Insurance would welcome the opportunity to work with you. As a community-based business, Newport Insurance has been and will continue to be very supportive of youth programs and sports on Aquidneck Island. As part of that support, they are very proud to be a sponsor of local high school and Salve Regina sporting events on WADK, a broadcast tradition for more than 45 years. Newport Insurance wishes the best of luck to all our local teams this season. Newport Insurance. Visit their website at newportinsuranceagency.com.
Welcome back to James M. Williams Gymnasium at Middletown High School. Bob Angel along with Robin Ramey. Our producer-director tonight is Connor Lenahan. And we get down to the pressure of playoffs. Let's see how these teams handle it. I don't know. I'm looking at Middletown. They all look pretty relaxed to me. It could be my imagination, but we'll see.
Yeah, they look very relaxed. A lot of leadership out there. A lot of heart. A lot of smiles, too.
Yeah, definitely. And a very serious, mean look on the face of Elisa Benson.
That's her game face. I've seen that often.
All right. It is indeed the black-uniformed Proud Crusaders with some white numerals and white trim. The home whites for Middletown with the blue trim. And jumping center will be Eliza Hellendrung against Liz Duffy, who has a couple of inches on her, it looks like. And we are set to go. Middletown will go right to left as we look on from behind the scorer's table. Pat is controlled by Prout. And the Crusaders go to work, left to right. They'll work it around the perimeter, put it in Brogno's hands, comes back, and they work it to Duffy. Duffy backs it off, and they are staying deep on the wing. That will be Newborn. Here's a shot from deep, and it's good by Morgan Halabescu. Good for a three. Back come the Islanders. Grace Haskell from three-point range. Off the back rim. High, long rebound. Goes out of play. And it will be Prout's ball.
Both teams look to be playing in a zone, but a very aggressive zone.
Some pressure applied by the Islanders in the backcourt, but only by Grace Haskell. There's a trap at midcourt. Prout gets it up. Works it across court. Long pass finds Grace Brogna. Halabescu working the control between the circles. Goes right side. Narbonne has it get loose. Goes out of play, and it will be Prout ball right in front of the Middletown bench. That ball went out of the gym and down the hall. All right. Prout will put it in play. Get it in easily. Here's Halabescu setting it up from near the center circle. Comes right side. They're working in the middle, down low to Duffy. In the middle, puts it up softly, no good. Up high for the rebound, Eliza Hellendrung puts it up court to Grace Haskell. Driving on the left side, nothing there. Shut off nicely by Brogno. Haskell top of the key, goes wide to Pegas. Pegas looking for help, goes in the far corner to Silvera for a three. Off the mark, rebound on the weak side, taken by Duffy. Back come the Crusaders. With it now is Norbon. Gives it up to Brogno. Back to Norbon. Top of the key around the perimeter. In the baseline area. Nothing there. Shut off. They work it out. Put it in the hands of Brogno. Quick passes. Almost deflected and stolen by Pegas. Back to Prout. At the foul line. The ball's tied up. Taken away by Grace Haskell. Down court she goes. Drives. Lays it up. And in.
Great aggressive defense by Grace.
Then the pressure at midcourt. Brogno throws it into a crowd. It finds the mark, but we had a foul. Ella Philippi got it. And the foul looks like it's going to be called on Clancy, I believe.
Yes, it was.
Aaron Clancy, first foul of the night. Prout will put it in play over their own baseline, left of the basket. Halabescu gets it to Brogno. Back in the corner to Morgan. Bounce pass down to Duffy. Turns, shoots, and hits.
Wow. That was a fantastic shot.
5-2. Prout at the other end. Mackenzie Silvera to Haskell. Working it out high to Pegas. Now it goes down to Mackenzie. Goes across for a pass. It was off the mark, but fortunately deflected by the Crusaders. And Middletown will hang on. Aaron Clancy to put it in play in the corner to Haskell. Back to Aaron in that left corner. Dribbles out of trouble. Looking for help. Lifts it up. Gets it to Eliza in a high post. Pass comes over in the corner. Haskell with a jumper from there. Short. Rebound Duffy. Back the other way they come. 5-2 Prout. Here's a three from Norbon. Off the mark. Rebound Hellendrung again. And back they come. Pass in the corner. Haskell tries it from there. Misses. Long rebound. Chased down. And Ariana Pegas comes away with it. They go cross court. Find Mackenzie in three-point range. She'll give it up to Haskell straight away. Pegas on the right elbow. Goes to a high post. Hellendrung. Back to Pegas. She's going to take the three. No. Back rimmed it. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. No good. She'll get fouled.
Very good follow.
Follows on Ella Philippi. And that will put Ariana on the line for two.
Crowd's very fast on the defense. Even on the skip passes, they're right on the shooter, making it very difficult for Middletown to get many open shots unless they're out in the corner.
Ariana, a 60% free throw shooter on the season, comes up short with the first one off the front rim. One more here for the military transfer out of Virginia here in Middletown for her senior year. Throws up a second free throw that's good. 5-3, Middletown trails. Pressure at midcourt again. Halabesco gets it to Noah Bone. Bounce pass, finds its way, and they eventually work it to Duffy. Good passes around the perimeter. Back in the hands of Halabesco. Noah Bone has it, bound to Duffy. Great positioning, but she'll be followed by Mackenzie Silvera. But Liz Duffy was in perfect position down low. And Liz Duffy has earned herself a couple of free throws. Liz Duffy, superb player, hits the first free throw.
Well, she's great off the ball, too. She just creates so much space for herself inside.
One more for the senior. And around and good. 7-3, the proud advantage. Here's Pegas on that right elbow with a long three that's off the mark. Rebound, though, nicely pulled down by Aaron Clancy. Pegas has it back on that elbow right side. Cross-court pass. Finds Eliza Hellendrung for a three. That's off the mark. Rebound is battled for, and Eliza comes down with it. Works it around, puts it in the hands of Clancy. He's double-teamed, and a steal right here by Norbon. On the run, 1-on-3, throws it up, too strong. Eliza with another rebound. She brings it up herself, gets to the forecourt, dishes it back to Grace Haskell. Goes to a high post to McKenzie, on the wing to Pegas, throws it up on the run, way too strong. Weak side rebound, no good by Hellendrung, knocked away. Here comes Prout, Duffy. And we've got a travel. 7-3 Prout in the early going. Don't look for either one of these two teams to substitute frequently. They rely very heavily on their top six players. Grace Haskell brings it up court right to left for Middletown. Here's Ariana Pegas. Back to Haskell in the middle. Back to Ariana. She's on that right elbow. She gives it up in the corner to Mackenzie Silvera, who will take the three. No. Rebound. Pegas had it for a moment. Got away, but Eliza Hellendrung comes down with it. Islanders with the ball. Haskell trying to drive right side of the lane. Has it blocked very nicely and cleanly. Finally in the hands of Ella Philippi, who got hit in the eye accidentally. Rogno at the point. Gives it up to Halabesco. Goes across court. Pegas steals it. One-on-one against Rogno. Bounce pass to Grace Haskell. Doesn't get the layup to go. And a foul in the rebounding action. And it's going to be on Prout's Grace Rogno. And it will put Grace Haskell on the line. Grace, 60% free throw shooter. Just a sophomore. Steps up for the first of two. And hits. Points have been scarce here for Middletown early on. Grace with a second shot at the line. And this one is rolling around and dropping in. 7-5. Middletown down by two. Duffy will bring the ball up to the center circle. Met there by Haskell. Double teamed at midcourt. Looking for help. Throws it across court. Throws it away. That's what that pressure at midcourt can do.
That's exactly what you want because you can't go back.
Grace Haskell will put it in play. And Aaron Clancy will take charge of the offense. Cross the center circle. Angles off to the left. Silvera in the corner. Down to the baseline to Clancy. And Clancy stepped on the end line and turns it over. Seven-five Prout. Over 10 minutes left in the first half. Pass up to Duffy in the middle. High post. Gives it up to Norbon. Norbon to Philippi. Back to Norbon. Going to take the shot and miss short. Rebound Hellendrung. Here come the Islanders. Eliza with the dribble. tries to make a pass, ill-advised, and threw it away, taken away by Duffy. Morgan Halabesco yelling out the play. Works the middle between the circles. Back on the right side to Narbonne. High in the high post and a move by Duffy. Blocked by Eliza Hellendrong.
She is all over the place.
Here's Aaron Clancy. Left elbow. Brings it out to Haskell. Right side to Pegas. In the middle to Mackenzie Silvera. Has the ball tied up. Trying to break loose. And a hold is called on Prout. Going to be on Anna Narbonne, her first. Middletown will put it in play. Clancy out deep to Pegas. Gives it up to McKenzie. Back to Ariana. Throws it up on the run. Off the side of the backboard. No good. Here come the Crusaders with the two-point lead in the ball. Halabesco, three-point range on the right elbow. Goes a bounce pass to Duffy. Goes right up to the basket. Rims around and drops in. Nice feed from Morgan Halabesco to make it a 9-5 Prout lead. Haskell to Pegas. Pegas gives it to Eliza. They're working around the perimeter. Skip pass finds Grace Haskell in the right corner. Grace with the dribble, trying to get out of trouble. Gives it to Eliza. Hands it to Pegas. Pegas driving, throws it up. Doesn't get it to go, but she did get fouled. And that's going to be on Anna Narbonne again. Narbonne, that's her second, and does put Ariana Pegas on the line to shoot two free throws. One for two so far on the night for Ariana. 60% on the year. First of two for Pegas. No good. Back rimmed it. Here comes our first sub of the game. It's going to be Jenica Arsenault for Middletown. Mackenzie Silvera will take a rest. One more here for Ariana. On the way. And good. 9-6. Middletown trails. Waiting to put pressure on a midcourt as Duffy comes up with the ball. At center court. Met there by Haskell. Double team now by Eliza. Needs some help. Throws it in the corner and throws it away.
Eliza and Grace are doing a fantastic job on that trap. They're both so fast, leaving them no options to pass.
Here comes Pegas up court to Haskell. Lobs it down toward Eliza Hellendrung near the baseline. Bounce pass gets away from Arsenault. Turnover Middletown. Brogdo with the dribble. Almost lost it. Goes on the right side. Narbonne has a bounce pass stolen away by Aaron Clancy. Aaron brings it up. Waits for some teammates. Gives it to Haskell. Three-point range. Right side. Looking for help. Goes cross-court and throws it away. Getting to a lot of turnovers here on both sides. Slowing things down here, but Prout has the advantage. 9-6. Morgan Halabesco. Barking out some instructions. Gets it to Narbonne. Trapped in midcourt, throws it away. Pegas gets it, gives it down court to Grace Haskell. Pump fakes, puts it up and in. 9-8. Middletown's cut the lead to 1. Got a timeout called here. It's going to be a 30-second timeout for Prout as they will substitute Kelsey McKenna in here. So here's a 30-second timeout from us right now.
Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Over 30 full-time agents cover all of Rhode Island. Check their bios on gustavwhite.com. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustofwhite.com.
And Prout to put it back in play, looking at pressure from Middletown at midcourt. Halabesco gets it to Brogno. Bounce pass toward Duffy on the baseline, puts it up and blocked, but fouled is Liz Duffy. And it's going to be on Eliza Hellendrung. That'll be her first. I have Eliza for 7 rebounds already.
Yes, she's been aggressive on that weak side for sure.
Liz Duffy goes to the line to shoot two. Liz, during the season, was a 68% free throw shooter. First one's on the way and off the front of the rim. She's one of the two captains here for the Crusaders. She, along with Morgan Halabescu, the Middletowner. One more for Liz Duffy. Puts her free throw up and in. 10-8, Prout. Pegas brings the ball up court. Gets it to Grace Haskell. Grace in the middle between the circles. Finds Arsenal. Back to Grace. Turns. Shoots. Too strong. Weak side rebound. Easy one for Duffy. Prout brings it up. Morgan Halabescu gets her orders from John Silva. Morgan with the ball straight away. Gets a screen. Drives left of the lane. Ball comes loose. Fight for it. And taking it is Aaron Clancy. Eliza brings the ball up court. Dishes off in the corner. Grace Haskell for a three. Yes! Middletown's first lead of the night, 11-10. At the other end, Duffy goes right down the lane and lays it up and in, catching the Middletown defense a bit of sleep right there.
She's hard to stop anyway. She's so aggressive to the hoop.
Haskell bounce pass down low and a push that nobody saw. Jenica Arsenal was the intended receiver. But it will be Middletown ball over the baseline. Aaron Clancy will do the honors. Looking, and finds Ariana. Three-point range for Pegas. Too strong. Weak side rebound. Aaron putting it up around. No good. Here's Pegas putting it up, and that's no good. And here's Eliza putting it up and in. Great series right there. Got a foul called on Grace Haskell as the ball comes up court.
Sinking back to a little 2-3.
Prout with the ball. Halabescu. They're working around the perimeter. Brogno takes a three and hits it. Grace Brogno. 15-13. Prout with the lead. Middletown with the ball. Haskell between the circles. High post. Hellendrung. Nothing there. It's Pegas. Slowed down. Gives it up. A three for Eliza. Too strong. Weak side rebound. Arsenal. Pump fakes. Puts it up and no good. She traveled.
That was unfortunate. That was a great move to get open to.
Prout gets it back. Middletown waiting mostly at midcourt. 6:05 left in the half. It's a steal by Eliza Hellendrung on a bad pass. Down to Grace Haskell. Lays it up off the rim. No good. Pegas rebound is good.
Their second and third attempts for Middletown right now is what's keeping them in this game.
Good offensive rebounding. Here's Prout. Halabescu double team trying to dribble away. Gets it to Brogno. Bounce pass finds Duffy. Puts it up. No good. Missed the layup. Philippi gets the rebound. And Pegas steals it away. And a foul as Ariana dribbles up court. Going to be on Kelsey McKenna, her first, just a freshman. Anna Nirvan getting ready to return for Prout, and Grace Brogno gets a rest. Middletown's being super aggressive, challenging every pass, challenging every ball. Aaron Clancy with it right now for Middletown. In the corner, left side, a three for Arsenal. No. Rebound for Eliza Hellendrung, and they'll get another chance. Work it around to Arsenal again. Gets down low to Eliza. Backs it off to Haskell. Fakes the three. Gets to the top of the key. Gives it up to Pegas. Pegas back in the corner for Eliza. That one misses from long range. Pegas with another rebound. Gets it out to Haskell. Over to Eliza. In the corner, Arsenal wants to go baseline. Shut off. Islanders work it around. Grace Haskell finds Aaron Clancy. Nice move to get up in close.
Oh, great move, Aaron.
But got fouled on the miss. And that's going to be on Ella Philippi for a second. That was a nice move.
That was a real nice move.
So Aaron gets to the line, and she will shoot a couple. So far scoreless in the game. It's tied at 15. First of two for Aaron is good. Aaron only shooting free throws at a little under 50% on the year, but making that one count, getting one more. It's on the way. It's good. 17-15, Middletown. Olubesko throws it away, looking for Nora Bond, but she went the opposite way. Another turnover for the Middletown defense, creating havoc on the Proud side. Here's Grace. Haskell midway between the circles. Higas on the left elbow, backs it off, back to Grace. And down on the baseline against the Arsenal. The drive by Pegas, tried to drop it down to Eliza, but threw it away. Nice steal by Duffy. 4:35 to go in the half. Close game. Getting it back. Narbonne over here to Olubesko. Throws it up quickly. It's short. Long rebound. Comes down to Narbonne, who hits. Anna Narbonne in the right place at the right time. Ties it at 17. Middletown working a weave out beyond the arc. Haskell has it. She's going to throw up a three. And hit.
A beautiful shot.
Roll net. 20 to 17. Middletown. Here's Narbonne. Challenge at midcourt. Ball comes loose. It's on the floor. Erin Clancy has it. We'll take it down court. Bounce pass to Grace Haskell for the easy layup. 22-17. And Prout's going to call a full timeout to kind of calm things down. 3:55 remaining in the half. We'll be right back after this.
When you think of Volvo, you probably think safety and style.
I'm Jim Gray, president of the BD Automotive Group. And with our free service pickup, free delivery, and free loaner vehicles, it's always BD and you.
Visit BD Volvo Cars Tiverton at bdvolvo.com. When you think of Mercedes-Benz, you probably think luxury and style.
We just think about you. I'm Jim Gray, president of the BD Automotive Group. And with our free service pickup, free delivery, and free loaner vehicles, it's always BD and you.
Visit us at bd.com today.
For the best in waterfront dining in Newport, it's Midtown Oyster Bar. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. Their half-priced raw bar is Tuesdays from 11:30 to 5, with half-priced oysters and clams and selected dishes. Midtown's champagne and shells is every Tuesday from 5 to 10 p.m. Purchase the featured glass of wine or beer and receive 3 complimentary oysters. There's always a Sunday brunch 11 to 3, and Sundays 4 to close, enjoy a Jamaican jerk chicken dinner for $18. All at Midtown Oyster Bar on Newport's waterfront, 345 Thames.
Jim at Middletown High School, Bob Angel, Robin Ramey, along with our producer, director, and studio, Mr. Connor Lenahan, and it's a proud ball. Middletown's going out to a 22-17 lead. They're on a little 9-2 run right here. Proud over the midcourt line. Pressure at midcourt. With it is Morgan Olubesko. Gets it to Brogdon, who's back in there. Down to Duffy. Duffy got double team, fadeaway short, rebound fought for, taken by Prout's Philippi, and a foul on the play.
Well, I'm definitely not an official in this game, but that looked like all ball to me. Just my 2 cents.
It's a foul on Jenica Arsenoff, the transfer from Rogers, and at the line is Ella Philippi for 2. First one is around and in, the first point of the night. Ella shooting free throws at 66%. She is just a sophomore. Trying to narrow that lead down with another free throw that rolls around and falls in. 22-19 is the Middletown lead. Right to left they go. Ariana Pegas straight away beyond the arc. Haskell on the baseline to Jenica. Gets it in to Eliza. Back to Grace at the foul line. Bounce pass right side. Erin Clancy out to Eliza. Out to Grace Haskell. Puts up a three. Off the mark. Rebound underneath by Erin Clancy. Ball around the perimeter. Here's Pegas trying to get it down low. Deflected away by Grace Progno.
Well, it looks like they changed their defense to a box and one. Grace Progno is all over Erin Clancy.
4 seconds on the shot clock. Clancy looking to put it in. Has it deflected, but it finds its way for a shot from Hellendrong. It's off the mark, and Prout comes away with it. Narbonne with the ball. Dishes it off to Olubesko on the right wing. Bounce pass on the baseline, almost stolen. Prout recovers. Brogno has it now deep. They try to get it down low to Duffy. She gives it up for a long-range shot by Narbonne. Off the mark. Eliza Hellendrung had it for a moment. Ball comes loose. Erin Clancy has it, and she's pushed on her way up court. It's going to be on Ella Philippi, and that's going to be her third personal foul.
I believe that puts us in the 1-1.
It would be. It's the seventh foul on Prout, and Erin Clancy will step to the line for a chance at a bonus here. And we'll take a look at Zoe Moan for the first time as Philippi has to sit down with those three personals. Erin Clancy, meanwhile, waiting at the line. She has a couple of points on two free throws. Let's see if she can earn two here. First one's on the way, and good. One more for Erin Clancy. Senior captain gets herself settled down and steps up to the foul line for free throw number two. And it's good. 24-19, Middletown. Prout brings it up with 2:45 to go in the half. Double team in midcourt. Holodusko dribbles out of trouble. Gets it to Duffy. Backs it off for a Brogno three. Too long. Weak side rebound, Erin Clancy. Erin brings it up herself on the left side. Backs it off to Pegas. Pegas goes cross court to Haskell. Haskell looking to make a pass. Doesn't see anybody. Gets it back to Oriana. Gets it down to Eliza. Trying to work underneath. And she's traveling. But caught down extra low, maybe a little too low that time. Prout gets it back, down by five. Morgan Holubescu with the ball near center circle. Gets it to Narbonne. Puts it into Moan. They work it to Duffy for a jumper on the wing. Too strong. Pegas with that rebound. Here come the Islanders. Slowing it down, Grace Haskell across the center circle. Goes right elbow to Pegas. Trying to get it into the high post and throwing it away. Trying to force a pass that isn't there. Back at the other end, Holubescu. Packs it off to Narbonne. Narbonne in three-point range gives it up to Morgan. Down low to Duffy. Turns and gets blocked by Eliza Hellendrop.
Wow.
Great job by the freshman. At the other end, Middletown's going to throw it away. Prout comes up with it. Great piece of defense. Doesn't produce anything. Brogno to Holubescu. Back to Brogno between the circles. Dishes it up to Holubescu. Bounce pass to Duffy. Guarded by Eliza. Turns, shoots, and misses. Rebound for Jenica Arsenal. Here come the Islanders down low. There's Eliza. Backs it off. Haskell in three-point range. Short. Rebound. Pegas on the weak side. Gives a second chance here to Middletown. Haskell has it back. She and Ariana work around the perimeter. Out deep. Giving it now to Clancy. Back to Grace. Over to Arsenal. In the right corner. Cross quarter comes to Pegas. Turns and shoots at the foul line. No good. Rebound. Prout. Morgan Holubescu. Brings it up herself. Gets it to Narbonne on the right side. Back to Morgan. Three-point range around the perimeter to Narbonne. Back in the middle with Holubescu. Here's a shot from Narbonne, and it's off the front rim. Batted around. Eliza Hellendrung wins the battle for the rebound and gets fouled.
She is a fun player to watch.
Foul's going to be on Anna Narbonne, and that's her third personal. So we'll have Kelsey McKenna come back to the game in a moment. But right now, Eliza Hellendrung is on the line, and she's going to shoot a one-and-one situation. Eliza only has 2 points in the game, but she's been all over the place, both ends of the court. Freshman, about a 50% free throw shooter, puts this one up and around and good. One more here for Eliza Hellendrung. Second free throw is on the way. Also good. 26-19 is the Middletown lead. 30 seconds to go in the half. Holubescu met at midcourt. Dribbles out of trouble. Gets it to Duffy for a three. No. Rebound, Erin Clancy. And here come the Islanders. Got a chance for the last shot of the half. So you can use up most of the time remaining. Matter of fact, the shot clock is off. Grace Haskell will bring it over the center line. No reason to rush. 13 seconds. Nice feed to Pegas underneath. And a basket for Ariana on the Arsenal assist.
They're back with the pressure again.
28-19. Prout with the last shot. Thrown up there. Bounces up the back rim and no good. And we have reached halftime. A slow start for the Islanders, but they eventually started applying some very effective pressure, and that helped them work out to a 28-19 lead. They finished with a little run here after it was tied up at 17. Middletown went on a surge of 11-2 to take this 9-point advantage into the halftime break. All right, We'll take a timeout right here on WADK.com.
Kehew and Valancourt, two names that personify trust and reliability. The Kehew and Valancourt Insurance Agency has been a local family-operated business for more than 50 years. Whenever you have needs or questions regarding commercial or personal insurance, when you need knowledgeable guidance related to home, auto, or life insurance, give Mike or Nancy a call and set up an appointment. 849-8500. 849-8500. Kehew and Valancourt Insurance, 1224 West Main Road in Middletown.
It's that time of year when you want to make sure your roof is in good shape. If and when you need roof repairs or replacement, talk with Sean Napolitano at A1 Roofing. Thanks to A1's highly skilled crew of quality craftsmen, you're assured of the absolutely highest quality in roofing. Sean's ready to give you an honest and fair assessment of your roof. And if there's work to be done, you can't do better than A1 Roofing. Contact A1 Roofing at 265-1019. 265-1019.
O'Brien's Pub has so much to offer all year long. Along with their always affordable pub-style menu, Monday nights from 6 to 10, enjoy 45-cent wings. Tuesdays are trivia nights at 8 p.m., and Dinner for Two specials are a popular choice every Tuesday. Check out all of O'Brien's weekly food specials. Wednesday night is karaoke night. There's a wide array of draft beers featuring a number of local craft beers, and all your favorite sporting events are highly visible on several widescreen TVs. You can rack them up at the pool table. DJs keep it lively every Friday and Saturday night. O'Brien's is the perfect choice for any special gatherings, like wedding rehearsal dinners, after-wedding parties, anniversaries, and more. And the fireplace adds plenty of warmth and coziness. It's one of Newport's favorites since 1979. O'Brien's Pub, 501 Thames. Complimentary parking always available.
And welcome back at Middletown High School at the James M. Williams Gymnasium. And we've got a halftime score of 28-19 in favor of the Islanders in this Division II preliminary round game. Breaking down the individual scoring for you for Middletown, just four in the scoring column, led by Grace Haskell, who has pumped in 14 points in the first half of play, including two threes. We have 6 points for Ariana Pegas, 4 points apiece for Eliza Hellendrung and Erin Clancy. On the Prout side, as expected, Liz Duffy leading the way. She has 9 points. Other scorers include Morgan Holubesco with a three, Grace Brogno with a three, Ella Philippi with a couple of free throws, and a basket for Anna Nurban. 28-19. All right, Robin Ramey, what are your impressions of the first half?
Well, I definitely think Middletown's press is working. Prout kept taking it to the left side and never came to the right side at all, and that was to the side of Grace and Eliza, and that's a deadly side to go to. They were constantly trapping them. They didn't have anywhere to go back. They had to go cross court, and that just created a lot of turnovers for them. I also think that Eliza's aggressive play underneath and getting rebounds, like you said, she may not be scoring a whole lot, but she's getting possession of the ball. She's giving them a chance to score. And in Prout watching them in the box and one and trying to shut down Erin Clancy, Grace Haskell has just stepped up, had a lot of nice open shots, and has come through for the team. Outstanding player.
Well, by my count, which I think is close to being accurate, I can't guarantee exactly on, but I have Eliza Hellendrung for 10 rebounds in the first half and 2 block shots. I have 4 rebounds apiece for Ariana Pegas and Erin Clancy. Right there in that trio, there's 18 rebounds for Middletown. And I got to believe they've got the rebounding advantage here.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can't even say the majority of them were on the defensive side, because on the offensive side, they were putting back second and third shots, using the backboard, looking for the open person, swinging the pass, doing whatever they could to get an open shot. So I see the rebounds on both ends.
Yeah, I see a very effective press at midcourt. Morgan Holubesco is a good ball handler. But when you get up there and you've all of a sudden got two Islanders on you, you've got to know what you want to do in a hurry. And a lot of times those decisions are tough to make.
Absolutely. And, you know, they're the quickest, probably two of the quickest Islanders. So they're moving their feet. They're not playing with their hands. They're not reaching in. They're working that one person against two on the trap. And they're playing it ideally. That's exactly what you want from your top two people on your half-court trap.
I'd be interested to see what John Silva, the proud head coach, can come up with to try to offset the effectiveness of that kind of pressure and get into an offensive set every once in a while.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to use some screens if they want to be successful, because just looking at the speed of Middletown, they're great on the switch. They're great communicators. They're bouncing the floor, picking up a man that might even be theirs in the zone. They're doing a fantastic job of covering their area, that maybe some screens would open some shots for Prout.
Don't forget, at the end of the game, Robin and I are going to pick our Middletown High School Player of the Game and give that young woman a gift card from Carmella's Pizzeria on West Main Road in Middletown, right opposite the Hampton Inn, right next to your Jeep dealer. I'm right next to a Jeep owner, but that's another story.
Yay, Jeeps.
But right now we're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back with the end of the halftime and the start of the second half. It's here live on WADK.com.
Hey, guys.
Century 21 Trend Realty of Portsmouth, your neighborhood professionals. Established by Jeannie and Duncan Ingram in 1970, Jeannie is proud to be the number one producing real estate agent for Century 21 in Rhode Island for 2018. Jeannie and her associates are local residents who strive to meet your real estate goals. Whether buyer or seller, Century 21 Trend Realty provides the insight and information to help you make that next move. Century 21 Trend Realty, 2525 East Main Road in Portsmouth, near Clements. Call 683-4900.
Corrigan Financial realizes the need for financial planning services has never been greater, due in part to essential concerns such as longer life expectancies, spending demands, and income tax and estate planning. Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan and that all financial decisions should be made within the context of that planning framework. Currently, Corrigan Financial works with over 950 families, manages over $600 million of investment assets, and prepares income tax returns for nearly all their clients. Corrigan Financial's knowledgeable staff includes 11 CPAs, many with advanced degrees and financial planning specific designations. These people, along with considerable investments in systems and technology, have helped keep Corrigan Financial at the forefront of the wealth management profession. Corrigan Financial, for more than 25 years, helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
When you pay your insurance bill, do you actually know what you're covered for? Is it one of the biggest expenses you have? Whether for personal or business protection, purchasing insurance can be a confusing and expensive proposition. The experienced staff at Newport Insurance will search the insurance marketplace for you and provide the best options available for your business or personal needs. Give them a call, stop by their office on East Main Road in Middletown, or visit their website. Newport Insurance would welcome the opportunity to work with you. As a community-based business, Newport Insurance has been and will continue to be very supportive of youth programs and sports on Aquidneck Island. As part of that support, they are very proud to be a sponsor of local high school and Salve Regina sporting events on WADK, a broadcast tradition for more than 45 years. Newport Insurance wishes the best of luck to all our local teams this season. Newport Insurance. Visit their website at newportinsuranceagency.com.
And back with you at Middletown High School on the James M. Williams Gymnasium. Bob Angel and Robin Rainey joining you tonight for this Division II preliminary round playoff game. And right now, the number 5 seed Middletown Islanders have the advantage over the number 12 seed Prout by a score of 28-19. We'll see if Prout comes up with any answers to this very effective midcourt pressure that Mike Yates and his Islanders have been applying. And maybe I should say Elisa Benson and her Islanders have been applying. Because Elisa's out there coaching her heart out.
Yes, she sure is.
And she's loving it. You can tell.
She's in every possession.
All right. As the pizza goes by, really, it has no effect.
No,
food's going by, and I haven't eaten since this morning. Again, Prout in the road, black uniforms with the white numbers and trim. Middletown in the home whites with the blue numbers and trim. Middletown will have the opening possession of the second half. They will now go left to right as we look on from behind the scorer's table, where Mr. Sagrowski and Gail Pont reside. Everybody seems to be ready. And here we go. Eliza puts it in play and gets it to Grace Haskell. And here go the Islanders back to work. Pegas back to Haskell around the perimeter. Over to Aaron Clancy. High post to Sabera. Down low. Eliza Hellendron blocked from behind. Foul from behind. It's on Morgan Halabesco. And for Morgan, that's foul number one. And at the line is Eliza Hellendron to shoot a couple of free throws. Two of the Proud players have three personals, Anna Nurban and Ella Philippi. First free throw for Eliza, rolls around and drops in. Nobody on the Islanders is in foul trouble. One more for the freshman, Eliza Hellendron. Puts it up, too strong. Rebound down on the floor, saved by Silbera, puts it back up, no good. Gets her own rebound, looking for help, backs it off to Eliza. They work it around to Pegas, to McKenzie. McKenzie holding it in the right corner. Goes in the middle, gets it to Aaron Clancy. Ball comes loose, and then a foul committed by the Islanders against Grace Brogno. And it's going to be on Middletown's Ariana Pegas, and that's her first. Proud ball, midcourt. Their first possession of the half. Duffy's out high with the ball in front of her own bench, left side. Halabesco in the corner, back to Duffy. He goes running up there, puts it in, and gets fouled. And the foul's going to be on McKenzie Silvera. And for McKenzie, that is number two. At the line is Liz Duffy trying to make it a three-point play.
That middle was wide open for her. It was a nice shot to the hoop.
And her free throw is good. 12 points now for Liz. 29-22, early second half. Here's Clancy to Pegas in the middle up high to Silvera, back to Ariana. Now down on the baseline to Eliza. That's no good. Rebound Duffy. Back come the Crusaders. Trying to start off this second half in a positive way to cut that lead. Narbonne almost lost it. Saved it. Gives it up to Brogno. Now to Duffy. Turnaround jumper. Good. About 12 feet away on the right wing. And it's 29-24. And Mike Gates is going to call a 30-second timeout. So all of a sudden, things looking pretty good for Prout.
Yep.
Five unanswered points. And they've cut that lead down to five, 29-24, here in the early stages of the second half.
And like we were saying in the beginning, the kid, they need to have the hot hand. It's time to have the hot hand for Prout.
Got not only Liz with some points, adding up to 14 right now, but she also has five rebounds.
Exactly.
So she's there at both ends. She is the player on this team. Mike Gates and now Elisa Benson with some instructions for the offensive unit of Middletown. And Ariana Pegas will put it in play. Middletown with the ball. Bryce Haskell, top of the key. Ariana, right elbow down to McKenzie on the baseline. Pass looking for Jenica. Arsenal gets there and she puts it up and in. 31-24. Pass in the middle to Duffy. Duffy goes in the corner. Philippi backs it off. Back to Duffy. High post. Ball comes loose. Stolen away by Haskell. Into the waiting hands of Ariana Pegas. Haskell in the corner. Right side. Dribbles out to the middle. Gives it up to Clancy. And we've got a foul on Middletown for pushing off. That's on Grace Haskell. Her second.
That was just unfortunate. She's so fast, she came right around the corner and just hit Morgan.
Morgan puts it in play near steal, but here comes Brogno with a bounce pass toward Duffy, batted away by Silvera, saved by Grace Brogno. Left elbow. Out deep it goes to Narbonne. Narbonne gives it up to Duffy, way out high. Philippi in the right corner, working around the perimeter. Brogno gets it to Duffy, left side. In the corner is Halabesco, back to Duffy, a jumper, yes! Yes. 31-26. Pegas gives it up to Haskell. Between the circles, back to Ariana. On the right corner, it's Silvera. Doesn't take the three, much to the dismay of the coaching staff. Here's a drive on the baseline, and it will be a blocking foul called on Prout. as Erin Clancy was making her baseline moves. And that foul is going to be on Morgan Halabescu for a second. Clancy will put it in play from the baseline, looking for Eliza on the baseline, but it's no good. A turnover on the inbound pass.
Yeah, that dotted line.
5-point Middletown lead. Long way to go. Prout with the ball, right to left. At midcourt, the double team. Halabescu has it. Dribbles out of trouble. Gets it down to Duffy. Puts it up on the run. That's going to be no good. Fighting for the rebound and coming down with it. Who else? Eliza Hellendrum. Brings it up court herself on the right side. Has to back off. Turns to shoot a three. Too strong. Rebound. Battle for. Haskell comes up with it. Puts it up. No good. Duffy with the rebound. Boy, Pegas is all over the floor trying to make steals. Not quite making it. Norbonne has it straight away between the circles. Out with the ball. Norbonne gives it up to Brogno and throws it away. Just getting a little too anxious.
Sure.
Middletown gets it back, leading by five. Grace Haskell brings it up between the circles. Bounce pass to Pegas. Angles off to the right. Tries to get it down to Eliza Hellendrum. Kicked out of play by Philippi. Oriana will put it in play from the deep right corner. Gets it out to Grace Haskell. Haskell to Erin Clancy. Looking around. Now goes right side to Pegas. Down to Eliza. Nice post move. Try to put it up and get fouled in making her move. And it's Philippi committing the foul. And for Ella, that's number four. And a little bit of that post move that Dad was teaching her down in Florida yesterday, I think, is what we just saw.
Yes, I think so.
Back in the corner, Grace for a three. Yes, Grace Haskell. Effortless and very quick release, I might add. Double team at midcourt. Duffy has it at the foul line for a jumper. Short rebound to Arsenal. And back come the Islanders. Clancy to Haskell. Down to Arsenal in the left corner. Needs some help. Gets it back to Haskell. Shut off on the baseline. Dribbles out of trouble. Haskell gives it to Clancy. Gets it toward Eliza, but deflected away. Stolen away by Prout. Brogno looking up court. Finds Philippi. Loses it. Turnover. Prout. Pegas has it. She's going to slow it down because it's 1-on-4. Grace Brogno bats it away. Grace is such an athlete. You can tell. She's
amazing.
You know?
She's got such finesse.
All right. In for Prout comes Zoe Moan. Philippi has to sit with four personals. Erin Clancy with it now at the center circle. In the middle to Eliza high post. Back to Pegas. Double team. Baseline pass. Gets to Arsenal. Backs it off to Haskell for a three. Short. Rebound. Arsenal puts it up. No good. Rebound Duffy. Back come the Crusaders. 34-26 Middletown. More than 11 minutes left in the game. Halabescu with no pressure this time brings it up court. In the corner is Moan. Zoe with it. Left corner. Backs it off. Gets it to Norbonne. Norbonne to Brogno. Back to Norbonne. High post to Duffy. Almost lost it. Get it back. Went to the hoop to roll it up and in. She's got good instincts.
She really does.
Here's Ariana Pegas to bring it up. Gives it up to Haskell. Goes in the corner left side to Arsenal. Work it to Pegas. Back to Eliza. They work it in the corner to Arsenal for three. Way too strong. Ball is deep for a rebound and finally taken by Brogno. Crusaders are on the run. Grace will back it off, slow it down, and set it up. Between the circles, Grace Brogdo, right of the lane, dishes it off on the wing to Halabescu, down low to Duffy, turns and shoots and misses, and a rebound for Erin Clancy. Here come the Islanders, and the ball gets away. And it's a Middletown turnover. Erin Clancy turned around and, like, apologizing to the crowd,
That was fantastic.
Here's Halabescu at the midcourt stripe, met there by Haskell. And goes into the backcourt with her dribble. She was over into the forecourt and then took a one step backward and turned it over. And that's because Ariana Pegas was hanging around. And Mike Yates, Middletown's head coach, is going to call a full timeout. All right, second half action right here. Middletown leading Prout 34-28. We'll be back after this.
Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Over 30 full-time agents cover all of Rhode Island. Check their bios on gustavwhite.com. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustofwhite.com.
When you think of Volvo, you probably think safety and style.
I'm Jim Gray, president of the BD Automotive Group. And with our free service pickup, free delivery, and free loaner vehicles, it's always BD and you.
Visit BD Volvo Cars Tiverton at bdvolvo.com. When you think of Mercedes-Benz, you probably think luxury and style.
We just think about you. I'm Jim Gray, president of the BD Automotive Group. And with our free service pickup, free delivery, and free loaner vehicles, it's always BD and you.
Visit us at bd.com today.
Got with the ball off that timeout. Ariana Peake is trying to get it down low to Eliza, but Eliza is pushed from behind by Liz Duffy, who doesn't agree, but she really did push her. And that is the first foul on Liz Duffy. They'll give Middletown the ball over the baseline. Aaron Clancy will do the honors. Pass comes into Arsenal. Quick shot, good. Nicely done. Set up by Aaron Clancy's inbound pass. Back come the Crusaders. At midcourt, the double teaming goes on. Holubesco gets it back. High post pass is deflected. And a little collision up court. It's going to be Middletown ball, but Grace Haskell collided underneath with, I think, Duffy.
Yeah, it was Duffy.
A lot of hustle on both parts right there. But the turnover ends up with an Islander possession. They lead 36-28, under 10 minutes to go in the game. Grace Haskell working out deep with Aaron Clancy. Comes right side to Pegas. Shut off on the baseline. Backs it off. Goes cross court to Haskell. Haskell looking. Drops it down on the baseline to Eliza. Back to Grace. Grace to the foul line. Looking for Eliza on the left wing. Eliza with a pass to Pegas. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Clancy going baseline. Drives. Puts it up and in.
That was a great move by Aaron.
38-28. Out back the other way, double team to midcourt. Holubesco trying to pass out of trouble. Ball deflected, saved by Brogno. Goes in the lane. Nice bounce pass. Layup is missed, though. Fight for the rebound. Won by Eliza Hellendrung, and she gets fouled.
She is so aggressive in there.
And that's going to be...
She just kept fighting for it.
Zoe Mullen guilty of the foul. That's her first. In comes Kelsey McKenna now. And Grace Brogno gets a rest. Middletown with the ball, up 38-28. Five personal fouls on Prout in this half, three on Middletown, 9 minutes remaining. Haskell goes to the right, left corner to Arsenal, goes cross court to Pegas. Bounce pass finds its way to Grace Haskell for a three. It's good! It bounced up in the air and dropped through. A stroke of luck. Grace Haskell at the other end. Eliza Hellendrung kicks the ball out of play. Prout on the far side, on the sideline. And Prout's John Silva says, I need a full timeout. It's 41-28 Middletown, 8:47 to go. We'll take a 30-second timeout right here.
For the best in waterfront dining in Newport, it's Midtown Oyster Bar. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. Their half-priced raw bar is Tuesdays from 11:30 to 5, with half-priced oysters and clams and selected dishes. Midtown's champagne and shells is every Tuesday from 5 to 10 p.m. Purchase the featured glass of wine or beer and receive 3 complimentary oysters. There's always a Sunday brunch 11 to 3, and Sundays 4 to close, enjoy a Jamaican jerk chicken dinner for $18. All at Midtown Oyster Bar on Newport's waterfront, 345 Thames.
And welcome back. You are listening to High School Girls Basketball Playoff Action in Division II, live on WABK.com. Bob Angel and Robin Ramey with you. Connor Lenahan, our producer-director. And we have still a lot of time to go, less than 9 minutes, but Middletown is edging out a little bit more here at 41-28. It also helps when you get a nice little shooter's bounce to get those threes to drop through.
Yeah, Grace is on fire. She's got the hot hand this game for sure.
Grace Haskell has 20 points in this game. And that's a sophomore we're talking about, boys and girls. Proud to put it in play. They're working around to Duffy out high. In the corner goes to Halabesco. Now around the perimeter it goes. Norbon, ball deflected by Pegas, but saved by Duffy. In the corner, Moan can't shoot, so they're working around the perimeter again. Duffy has it, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Aaron Clancy, trying to stop Liz Duffy. Second on Aaron. No shots here. 8.5 minutes remain. Morgan Halabesco is going to put it in play on the baseline. Bounce pass goes off the foot of Eliza Hellendrung. Accidental kick. Brout keeps it. Halabesco will try again. Throws out here to Norbon. Norbon drives to the foul line. Steps back. Gives it up to Halabesco. She'll take a three and miss. Long rebound goes out of play. Middletown ball. Middletown sticking with pretty much Pegas, Clancy, Haskell, Hellendrung, and Arsenal in this half. Jenica has it in the left corner. Looking around, gets it to Eliza, works it up to Haskell. She'll take another three. That's going to be short, and will go out of play off the hands of Jenica Arsenal.
She was wide open, and she does have the hot hand. You got to go for it.
Just kind of, I think she lost her release of it. That's a backcourt violation for Prout, as Kelsey McKenna had stepped just into the forecourt and passed it into the backcourt.
Prout's having a lot of difficulty with the pressure.
Aaron Clancy working at the point right now. Gets it to Haskell. Goes in that corner on the left side to Arsenal. Pass comes loose. Saved by Eliza Hellendrung. Gets it to Haskell on the right side. Drives baseline. Shut off. Drops it up. And puts it up and in. I thought she was passing. She was shooting. And she hit it.
Over a girl who was twice her height.
Pressure in the backcourt. Halabesco looking for help. Finds Duffy at the top of the key. Down low. All alone. Moan lays it up and in. And gets fouled. Nice pass from Duffy. Foul is going to be on Eliza Hellendrung, her second. And Zoe Moan will go to the line for the first time in this game, trying to make it a three-point play. 43-30 right now. Zoe Moan, a sophomore who all year went up 5-for-12 at the line. Her free throw's on the way and bounces high off the rim, and Pegas comes down with the rebound. Back on the Islanders, driving quickly is Eliza Hellendrung, moving right to the basket and drawing some contact. And this is going to be on Zoe Moan, her second. Inbounds pass from Clancy. Next foul will be bonus time. Pegas has it right now on the right side, gives it up to Haskell. Cross-court pass stolen away by Duffy, but it goes out of play. Not a smart pass that time, but Middletown maintains possession. Aaron Clancy between the circles. High post to Eliza. Out to Pegas. In three-point range. Ariana Pegas. 46-30 Middletown. Here's Halabesco. Over the midcourt line. Goes down low from Moan. Backs it off. Shot on the wing from Norbon. No good. Rebound. Nicely done by Jenica Arsenal. Clancy slows it down. Gives it off to Pegas and back to Aaron. Now they work left side of the perimeter in the hands of Eliza Hellendrung in the left corner. Backs it off. Clancy to Eliza. Fakes the three. Cross court to Pegas. Wants to drive to her right. Bounce pass thrown away. Nice steal from Brogdon. Great anticipation. Back come the Crusaders. Here's Narbonne trying a three and missing. Short rebound. Eliza Hellendrung brings it up court herself. To the top of the key area, now slows it down, looks for a guard, and gets it up to a Grace Haskell. Aaron Clancy, high post to Hellendrung, on the corner to Pegas, tries another three, in and out, rebound, fought for, Pegas has it, in the lane, tries a pass, on the floor, Clancy, ball comes loose, saved, they pass it around, Haskell has it, working it to the top of the key, off of the corner, Clancy, trying to go baseline. Shut off, dishes it out. Haskell for a long three. No, back rim. Rebound, Brogdon. And a pass to Duffy is off the mark, and a turnover for Prout.
They really seem to be pressing towards Duffy.
And Lisa Benson has called this timeout for Middletown, and she wants a full timeout for the Islanders. 5:46 to go in the game. Middletown's lead is 16. They just finished a run where they scored 9 unanswered points, and overall, they have outscored Prout in the last several minutes by a margin of 13-2. All right, a 30-second break for us on WADK.com.
Kehew and Valancourt, two names that personify trust and reliability. The Kehew and Valancourt Insurance Agency has been a local family-operated business for more than 50 years. Whenever you have needs or questions regarding commercial or personal insurance, when you need knowledgeable guidance related to home, auto, or life insurance, give Mike or Nancy a call and set up an appointment. 849-8500, 849-8500. Kehew and Valancourt Insurance, 1224 West Main Road in Middletown.
Welcome back. Once again, the winner of this game moves into the quarterfinals and will play the winner of the Classical West Walworth game. If Classical is the winner of that game, they will host that quarterfinal. Middletown with the ball, looking for some help. Haskell throws it in deep, and Eliza can't save it. A turnover, Middletown, and a foul by Eliza. Nobody was back there to help out Grace Haskell. She threw it toward midcourt, and it ends up in a turnover and a foul.
Prow came out in full man-to-man.
Eliza commits her third foul. Back come the Crusaders. Got some points they got to score to get back in this thing. Working it around. Norbonne doesn't have a shot, but Duffy does. It's around and off, and a rebound comes down to. Nice job by Arsenal to tap it to Pegas. And Grace Haskell will set it up. Go in the corner to Arsenal. Driving. Baseline pass. Finds Eliza. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound and gets fouled. Board control, a major factor here.
I'd say.
And that's going to be on Brockno. Grace's second personal. Seventh on the team. And Eliza's got a couple of free throws right here. Trying to extend that Middletown lead. First one is in and out. Don't blame that on her dad.
Got to blame it on someone.
Next one for Eliza. What a great freshman she is. Second free throw is good. 47-30, Middletown, 5:19 left. Still the pressure at midcourt. Holubesco gets it up to Brogno. Finds Duffy, left of the lane. Drives, puts it up, too strong. Rebound on the floor, saved by Grace Haskell. So slow it down, bring it up, cross the center circle. Off to Pegas on the right, left side. Here's Arsenault on the baseline, wide open for
that a
layup.
That a girl.
Jenica.
Beautiful.
Saw an open lane and took it. 49. Here's a drive by Duffy. Throws it up, no good, but she got fouled. And that'll go against the Islanders. And it's going to be on Jenica Arsenault, her second. It does put Duffy at the line. This has been relatively quiet the past few minutes. But she's pretty much the only one getting the points up on the board. Liz Duffy, first of two. And around and off. One more here for the senior captain. Less than 5 minutes to go for the Islanders. One more here for Liz Duffy. Up and good. 49-31. Some pressure in the backcourt by the Crusaders. Doesn't do any good. Driving is Haskell. Blocked by Liz Duffy. Middletown ball over the baseline. Clancy looking, flips it up right to Arsenal. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. Eliza Hellendrung has it, puts it up and in. Not to be denied. 51-31. On the move, Norbonne, double team. Ball comes loose and a kick is called against Middletown. Prout hangs on. both teams with seven personals in this half, both in the bonus. Proud at the other end right here, working it around the perimeter. Brogno gives it up to Morgan. Morgan goes high post to Duffy, double teamed in the lane. Bounce pass is knocked away by Aaron Clancy. Grace Haskell brings it up. Goes down low all alone. Eliza Hellendrung all by herself.
Crowd's just walking down the court, not even getting back on defense.
Big breakdown on the defensive side of things there. There is Brogno, double-teamed it. The midcourt line, stolen away by the Islanders, re-stolen by Prout. Norbon does the honors. And travels on some tight defense by Eliza Hellendrung.
She doesn't quite play like a freshman, does she?
No, she doesn't. Clancy to Pegas, three-point range. She double-dribbled, and she knew it. 3:47 remaining. Middletown 53, Prout 31. Back comes Morgan Holubesko. Here's Duffy out high. They work it in the corner left side to Philippi, who's back with her four fouls. Ella gives it up deep to Holubesko. To Duffy at the foul line for a jumper. She's fouled. I think Jenica Arsenault got a piece of her. And for Jenica, that is foul number three. And Ms. Duffy heads back to the line to shoot two more free throws. Again, during the regular season, she did it at a 68% pace. Let's say she's got to be 6 feet tall, Robin. What do you think?
Easily.
And she hits the first free throw. I'm trying to look at Eliza to compare with Eliza. Eliza must be, what, 5'10"?
Yeah, she's got a couple inches on her for sure.
Timeout's called here. And it's a full timeout called by Prout. So let me set the scene for you right now. It is 53-32. We are a little over 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Middletown is in charge. They've been applying some relentless pressure at midcourt that Prout has had a lot of trouble dealing with. And we're getting, different. Aaron Clancy's contributions have not been on the scoreboard. They've been rebounding and assists.
Definitely.
And calming things down.
Yeah, definitely floor control, without a doubt.
Ariana Pegas has pretty much played the role. If you want me to shoot, I'm ready. If not, I'll get the rebounds. And
yes,
she's got a handful of those. Jenica Arsenault has come on to play a key role in the second half here.
She has stepped it up, definitely. Driving to the baseline, using the backboard, and looking for some open players as well.
And Grace Haskell has been doing it since the opening tap, scoring like crazy. She's got 22 points in the game. And then there's Eliza Hellendrung, who's got about
a rebounds.
1,000 rebounds. I go for 1,000, you go for 1,000,000. All right, here's Liz Duffy with the second of her two free throws. And it's on the way. And it's good. 53-33. Middletown with the lead. Middletown with the ball. Some midcourt pressure a bit from Prout. Grace Haskell drives right down the lane, loses it, gives it up to Eliza, who rolls it up and in. Ball came loose, but no panic. 55-33.
She dribbles so nice and low to the ground, it's hard to steal it from her.
Holubesko decides to take a three and hit it. She had the time. She took advantage. Morgan Holubesko. And some reserves getting ready to come in for Prout, who seems to be throwing in the white flag here. Middletown with the ball, working it around. Jenica Arsenault, left wing. Baseline left side, Aaron Clancy looking. Gets it to Grace Haskell. The ball comes loose, and it will go out of play and off of the Islanders. And here come the reserves for both sides. 55-36 Middletown. And everybody puts in their subs. And going to let the reserves play for 2 minutes and 49 seconds. We'll pick them up as best we can. Kelsey McKenna out there, along with freshman Bridget Mohan. Ball put in the hands now of Emily Brooks. Trying to get the others for you as they work the ball around. Prout with the ball. Ball comes loose. Re-saved there by Kelsey McKenna. Kelsey out beyond the arc, goes in the corner. Bounce pass in the middle. Throwing it up and missing, but going to the foul line is going to be... Is that Zoe? Yep, Zoe Moan will be going up there, and she'll get a couple of free throws. Zoe is a sophomore. 5 for 13 in the free throw department this year. This one's going to roll around and drop off. I think we picked up all the reserves, except maybe for number... No, I said Bridget Mohan. She's out there. One more free throw here for Zoe. And no good. Long rebound goes out wide and chased down by Marin Holden. Middletown with the ball, and with it is Talia Maciel, one of the captains. Doesn't get a lot of playing time, but she's out there now, and her teammates are rooting for her. Islanders moving it around, taking up time. Here's Mercedes Ney going cross-court, finding Marin Holden. Back to Mercedes. Drives to right of the lane, throws up a runner, and just misses. Falls on the ground and rebounded by Prout, but a travel will be called on Emily Brooks. See who else we have out there as Talia Maciel gets ready to put it in play.
Bella Wiggins.
Wiggins is out there. Pass on the corner to Marin Holden for a three. No, off the rim. Mike Yates cheering for it to go in. Driving down court is McKenna all the way. Doesn't get it to go, but Kelsey drew a foul, and she'll go to the line. 1:54 remaining. And to the line goes freshman Kelsey McKenna. 55-36. Elisa's smiling now. First of two free throws is going to hit the front of the rim and fall short. So we do have Isabella Wiggins out there to go along with Marin Holden and Talia Maciel. Free throws good for Kelsey McKenna. 55-37.
She got a little confused.
Yes, one of the Prout girls wanted to put it in play, didn't she? All right, Talia Maciel brings it up court. The crowd cheering for her. Marin Holden in the corner. Siglarski gives it up. Ball comes loose, and it's been deflected, and a push on the play as Marin Holden goes to the floor. So that'll put Marin at the line to shoot 1-1. Marin is a junior. See what she can do with this opportunity. She's had two free throws this season. She's made one. And not this one. Rolls out underneath the rebound for Wiggins. Up and in. Isabella. 57-37. Minute and a half to go. Middletown on the verge of moving on to the quarterfinals. Pass in the middle, almost lost, saved. They work it around the perimeter. Here's a shot off the mark. Rebound underneath. Fought for, tied up. Alternate possession rule will go into effect. That shot taken by Zoe Moan. Two more subs for Prout. Coming in now, Emma Gosselin. Along with maybe Celeste Daggett. Yep, Celeste Daggett. Two freshmen get in there. Inbounds pass for Prout. Knocked out of play by Middletown. What a good feeling that must be to have all your starters to watch the rest of the end of the game.
I know it.
Pass for Prout. Comes in play. Gets it there. Shot is taken and off the mark. Rebound Marin Holden underneath. It was Bridget Mohan who took that last shot. Talia Maciel driving right to the basket to not get the layup. Rebound Wiggins. That won't go. Finally, Prout comes down with a rebound. Oh, almost Talia. And we'll have a foul at the other end, committed by Talia Maciel. And she
the whole bench was up for her. As a senior captain, I'm sure they were really hoping that would fall.
It's going to put Emily Brooks on the line, a senior, getting to shoot a couple of times here. 55 seconds remaining. The lefty is ready and lets it fly, and it's good. Emily Brooks with the first of two. That gives her two of three free throws on the season.
All right.
One more for the senior. And around and in. Nicely done. 57-39. Marin Holden will put the ball in the hands of Talia Maciel. Goes right side to Nay. It's Mercedes. Now Talia to Marin for a three. In and out. Rebound batted around, and Prout comes down with it. 40 seconds to go in the game. Emily Brooks with a pass over on the wing to Celeste Daggett. Ball's knocked loose, saved over there by Brooks. Goes cross court, finds Daggett, and they work it around the perimeter. Brooks with it now. Shot clock at 10. Crowd reserves against the Middletown reserve. Steal by Marin Holden. Ball comes loose, saved by Talia Maceo. Gets it up to Mercedes Ney. Top of the circle to Talia. 10 seconds to go in the game. Talia right of the basket. Wiggins out to Mercedes Ney. Drives, throws up a floater, short. Rebound, battle for underneath, and goes off of Trout. Middletown will have 2.5 seconds if they want one of these reserves to try to score. Talia puts it in play. Shot on the wing is good. Emily Siglarski hits a three at the buzzer.
That's fantastic.
That's a good ending here for the Islanders as they wrap up a 60-39 win over the very hard-fighting Prout Crusaders. A preliminary round victory for the Islanders. We'll be back for post-game activity after this timeout on WADK.com.
It's that time of year when you want to make sure your roof is in good shape. If and when you need roof repairs or replacement, talk with Sean Napolitano at A1 Roofing. Thanks to A1's highly skilled crew of quality craftsmen, you're assured of the absolutely highest quality in roofing. Sean's ready to give you an honest and fair assessment of your roof. And if there's work to be done, you can't do better than A1 Roofing. Contact A1 Roofing at 265-1019. 265-1019. It's that time of year when you want to make sure your roof is in good shape. If and when you need roof repairs or replacement, talk with Sean Napolitano at A1 Roofing. Thanks to A1's highly skilled crew of quality craftsmen, you're assured of the absolutely highest quality in roofing. Sean's ready to give you an honest and fair assessment of your roof. And if there's work to be done, you can't do better than A1 Roofing. Contact A1 Roofing at 265-1019. 265-1019.
O'Brien's Pub has so much to offer all year long. Along with their always affordable pub-style menu, Monday nights from 6 to 10, enjoy 45-cent wings. Tuesdays are trivia nights at 8 p.m., and Dinner for Two specials are a popular choice every Tuesday. Check out all of O'Brien's weekly food specials. Wednesday night is karaoke night. There's a wide array of draft beers featuring a number of local craft beers, and all your favorite sporting events are highly visible on several widescreen TVs. You can rack them up at the pool table. DJs keep it lively every Friday and Saturday night. O'Brien's is the perfect choice for any special gatherings, like wedding rehearsal dinners, after-wedding parties, anniversaries, and more. And the fireplace adds plenty of warmth and coziness. It's one of Newport's favorites since 1979. O'Brien's Pub, 501 Thames. Complimentary parking, always available.
Corrigan Financial realizes the need for financial planning services has never been greater, due in part to essential concerns such as longer life expectancies, spending demands, and income tax and estate planning. Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan and that all financial decisions should be made within the context of that planning framework. Currently, Corrigan Financial works with over 950 families, manages over $600 million of investment assets, and prepares income tax returns for nearly all their clients. Corrigan Financial's knowledgeable staff includes 11 CPAs, many with advanced degrees and financial planning specific designations. These people, along with considerable investments in systems and technology, have helped keep Corrigan Financial at the forefront of the wealth management profession. Corrigan Financial, for more than 25 years, helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
And welcome back to Middletown High School. It is a final of 60-39, Middletown defeating Prout and moving into the quarterfinals next week in Division II. Here's your individual breakdown for the Prout Crusaders as the fans are waiting to applaud this winning team. And Liam Clancy looks like he is so happy right now. So for the Proud Crusaders, 21 points for Liz Duffy, along with 7 rebounds. She also was very busy at the free throw line. 3 of 4, 3 of 4, 6 of 8, 7 of 9. Good day at the free throw line, too, for Liz. But she was the primary scorer, as usual. 6 points for Morgan Halabesco on 2 threes. 2 points apiece for Anna Nirban, for Emily Brooks, for Ella Philippi, and for Zoe Moan. Also a 3 for Grace Brogno for their 39 points. The individual scoring for Middletown, 22 points for Grace Haskell. 14 of those in the first half. She had 4 threes on the night. 12 points and 15 rebounds by my count, Coach, for freshman Eliza Hellendrum. 9 points and 8 rebounds for Ariana Pegas. Also in the scoring column, Aaron Clancy, 6 points, 5 rebounds. 6 points for Jenica Arsenal. 3 for Emily Siglarski at the buzzer. And a 2 for Isabella Wiggins late in the game. So you're going to have to hand me the microphone. It's over here. I can't reach it. That one on the floor. Okay. Mike Yates is going to join us here. We'll go in between the two of us, Michael, and check out the head coach's feelings about this one. The way it started was a little nervous, maybe, huh?
I think it was the nerves, the girls, you know, first time in the playoffs for a lot of them. And especially after not making the playoffs in a while, it was a good feeling. And I think the girls had a great time playing tonight.
Yeah, I was talking to Robin before the game, and I'm seeing a lot of smiles on the Middletown girls here. But I guess they were pretty into the game, despite the smiles.
I think our girls are confident. We had a good game plan. We knew what we were going to do. We knew what we had to do. And we knew if we did everything that we were supposed to do, we were going to have a nice win. And it came out to be a nice win. The girls played really tough. They moved their feet. They played great defense. I'm very proud of them.
What was the game plan?
The game plan was not let Duffy beat us.
Well.
And we we got her frustrated. I think we denied her the ball. We had 2 people on her at all times, and she got frustrated, you know, and that's what we're supposed to do.
All right, let's talk about the ingredients to this win individually. Somebody like Erin Clancy doesn't score a lot of points, but she does a lot of other things to help you, though.
Erin Clancy is my steady person out there. If we tell Erin to do something, she'll do it, and she'll have all the other girls do it. She's just a great captain, a great leader, and I'm going to miss her terribly.
Yeah, I'll bet you will. Then you get Grace Haskell, who started out helping you get points on the board.
Haskell and Hellendrum are starting to find their offensive rhythm, and it's right the right time. You know, when I have 2 young people that are coming into the games and being my 2 high scorers, I'm loving it.
Okay. Now, despite the advice she got from her father, Eliza Hellendrum made some nice post moves and grabbed a bunch of rebounds. Both ends of the court, she was a presence.
And she's going to be a presence for 4 years. She could be our next 1,000-point player, I hope, if she keeps on playing. But she has a knack of getting to the ball, getting that rebound, getting that loose ball, getting that block shot, and she just has a knack for the ball, of finding the ball. It's great.
Ariana Pegas was a gift from Virginia.
Oh, thank goodness for the military.
And she's, despite being in her first year, she's become a key cog in this offensive and defensive unit.
She fit right in. As soon as she came onto the floor, she fit right in with the girls. The girls love her to death. She can play, she can shoot, and she can play defense.
I got to say something about Jenica Arsenal. She comes to you from Rogers, and the more minutes she put in, the more noticeable she became.
Jenica's like that. She has to get into the game. It takes her a little while to get into the game, but once she gets to the game, she's a rebounding force, and she can put it back. She can make layups, and that's what we need. We need her to rebound and get those baskets for it.
And Mackenzie Silvera, another one of your captains, is the kind of player who maybe you won't notice in the scorebook, but she's out there fighting so hard, especially down low.
She fights hard. She works hard. I need her to shoot a little more. That would give us a little more offense. That would be helpful. She does play good defense, but all my players know that they have to score. And I want 5 players on the court that can score. They all can go to the hole.
I was watching the bench and you on one play where Mackenzie was all alone in the right corner. Nobody was guarding her. Everybody was telling her to shoot, and she passed it.
And that's what we're talking about. When you get an open look, I tell my girls, when you get an open look, stick it. And that's how I'm saying, swing it, stick it.
Okay. Now, with this victory, if things go according to numbers, you're going to probably be on the road next week.
Up at Clasco, and Clasco's a horrible place to play at. They have a good team. They killed us up there when we played them. I think they beat us by 17 or 18 because we couldn't stop their inside presence. So we'll have to find a defense and find a way to keep their big girls off the board and see if we can pull off a win.
I want you to say something before we wrap this up and give you our player of the game choice. A team that didn't win any games last year turns around, wins 13 games in the league, gets a top seed up at number five. That is a dramatic turnaround.
I think it's just because of the girls putting in hard work and knowing that, you know, if you play together and play well, we can do good things. And they proved it. They did a nice job this year.
Now, I know you got a little help from Zach Yates, but you want to offer a little thought about Elisa Benson coming onto the coaching staff?
I have the best coaching staff in Rhode Island. I have Robin Ramey as the volunteer coach. I have Dave Pridges as the volunteer coach. I have my son. And, of course, I have Elisa Benson, my assistant coach. We have a great coaching staff, and we work together, and we really try to make these girls play well.
Well, I don't know if we want to lighten up Benson or not. She's pretty intense out there, but it's fun to watch her help you.
Oh, she's still into the game. She wants to be out there playing. She goes, am I the fifth man today? She wanted to play. That's how she is.
All right. Well, look, we've got our player of the game, a gift card for pizza from Carmella's Pizzeria. Two really good choices, maybe even three, but we go with Eliza.
I would go with Eliza, too. Thank you so much.
So you give that to her for us.
Absolutely
we congratulate
will.
You and wish you the best of luck next week.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Good job, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. We'll take one last time out. We'll come back and wrap it up on WADK.com.
Century 21 Trend Realty of Portsmouth, your neighborhood professionals. Established by Jeannie and Duncan Ingram in 1970, Jeannie is proud to be the number one producing real estate agent for Century 21 in Rhode Island for 2018. Jeannie and her associates are local residents who strive to meet your real estate goals. Whether buyer or seller, Century 21 Trend Realty provides the insight and information to help you make that next move. Century 21 Trend Realty, 2525 East Main Road in Portsmouth, near Clements. Call 683-4900.
And we are back to put a wrap on this Saturday night at Middletown High School at the James M. Williams Gymnasium. A victory for the Middletown girls, 60-39. And on they go to likely face the number four seed Classical next week in Providence. Some final thoughts, Ms. Ramey?
I just appreciate getting the primo seat for the game. the girls look great. You got to love when the younger underclassmen are really stepping up for the seniors. You talked a lot about maybe not producing a lot of points, but it's all the little things they're doing on the court that they don't necessarily have to produce points. Different people step up every game, but it's the leadership, it's the boxing out, it's the presence on the court to calm everyone down. And Middletown has it all right now. You just see it no matter what the chemistry is or combination on the floor.
Well, we hope things go well. It's a tough assignment to take on Classical on the road next week, but that's what they've got facing him. Elisa Benson.
Yay.
Great job. So that's going to do it for us. Our thanks to Connor Lenahan back there at the radio station for producing and directing the broadcast. Our thanks to Karen Massaro for all of her assistance in getting us all set up in our little broadcast locale here. And to Robin Ramey, who gave up concert tickets so she could be here to help with the broadcast.
Well,
I owe you for that one.
Kiddo. No problem at all.
So hope you had some fun. We sure did. And again, is a Middletown victory, 60-39 for Robin. It's Bob Angel, and we appreciate you listening to high school playoff action in girls basketball on WADK.com.
You've been listening to a sports exclusive. Local high school basketball on WADK.com. Brought to you by
A1 Roofing and Construction, O'Brien's Pub, Newport Insurance Agency, Midtown Oyster Bar, Clements Marketplace, West Main Pizza, and by Corrigan Financial.